USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump indicated that he's open to a second round of stimulus payments as the U.S. economy continues to reel from the coronavirus pandemic. Asked in an interview with Scripps local television news whether he's going to give Americans another round of checks, Trump responded, "Yes, we are. We are. We're going to be doing another stimulus package. It'll be very good and very generous." When asked how much money it will be, he said, "You'll find out about it very soon." A White House official also said a new round of direct payments is part of something the economic team is studying, but no decisions have been made as of yet. In March, Congress approved up to $1,200 per person in direct payments for individuals making less than six figures to help cushion the blow of the pandemic. The IRS said in early June that over 159 million stimulus payments had been processed. Stay updated at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A U.S. Army soldier stationed overseas has been charged with passing along information about his unit's planned deployment, intending to get extremist groups to attack it. Army Private Ethan Phelan Melzer faces a host of federal attempted murder charges handed up by a federal grand jury that carry a maximum sentence of life in prison. John Demers, in charge of the Justice Department, said Melzer planned a deadly ambush on his fellow soldiers in the service of a diabolical cocktail of ideologies laced with hate and violence. A noose was found in the garage stall of a black stock car racer, Bubba Wallace, according to NASCAR. The FBI is now vowing to investigate. The discovery was made before a postponed race at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. NASCAR had banned the Confederate flag from all of its events, and the stunning action was taken in the wake of George Floyd's death. Wallace, the only black driver in NASCAR's top series, has been vocal in recent weeks about stopping racial injustice. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate has approved a Justice in Policing Act, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act moves to the House next week. The bill is named after the black man who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but some members of the House Oversight Committee say reforming policing will require more than just legislation. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Racism is not simply a point of view. It is not a point of view or the actions of a few bad apples. It is as structural as the marble pillars of this institution.
In a virtual hearing, she says the bill that will come before the House is a good start. The Senate has a separate police reform bill.
The Justice Department's Inspector General's Office said an audit will review the policies on body cameras for federal law enforcement officers, evaluate whether or not the cameras have been used since a pilot program was announced in October, and will also assess plans to expand their use among federal agents and task force officers. It comes months after the Justice Department announced a pilot program allowing federally deputized task force officers to use body-worn cameras while serving arrest warrants or making planned arrests. The Justice Department's former rules had prohibited federal agents from wearing cameras and barred local officers from wearing them during joint operations, a policy that has strained its relationship with a number of law enforcement agencies. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.